You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to see Robin Thicke. Woo! 17th Annual White Linen Party going down at the Voodoo Lounge.
Wonder course, if Paula Patton going to be there.
Lavelle is a staple. Got more acts to be added. Keep your radios on for the win. This morning I woke up before my alarm clock went off.
I did too.
And usually that bothers me because I'm like, dang, I could have slept 7.5 more minutes. But with the extra time, I found something on Twitter. You're going to love this. Patrick Mahomes is doing a contest right now where you can throw the football around with him, play Madden 20, and just hang out with him. All you have to do is make a donation to his 15 and the Homies Foundation. And I did. I made the donation. So if I win,
I hope so.
You're going to go. This is for you. This is for you.
I appreciate it. I would love to do that.
So it was 100 entries that I got. So we'll see.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm hoping that serendipity just comes down, because this would be great for you. Your birthday is coming up. That would be a good present.
Period.
Maybe we can get him on the show after that too.
Yeah, that would be nice. But probably not.
It could happen.
You know, I've tried.
Usually you're the one that's more you know, positive about these things, and I'm the one that's,
because I've tried many times. That's why.
About it.
Yeah. Pat's former teammate Kareem Hunt.
Oh boy!
Say an incident happened over the weekend at a bar, Cleveland. Apparently, he got into an argument with a friend late Saturday night. TMZ, of course, has the video of Kareem talking to a police officer after this incident.
Didn't he just get baptized?
He did? I don't know.
Yeah, he just got baptized, and the former Chiefs GM, who's the GM of the Browns now, John Dorsey, he went to the baptism, and apparently he was on the track to change his life. And now, I'm not saying that he hasn't or that it hasn't happened, but fam, you're suspended for the NFL for these similar situations. Why are you out in that environment?
I would think that if I were faced with that situation, I wouldn't go out anymore, period.
At least for a while, just chill out for a second, fam. I just hope he's okay and nothing happened to him, you know, to the person Kareem Hunt, you know. I'm not even concerned about the football player.
Well, no one was arrested, so hopefully this is
right.
Just, you know, folk turning in video that will turn into nothing, but, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
If I'm caught up in something, the only place you can catch me is church.
And he has millions at stake. You know,
you can make your own fun at the building, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, still going to pray for Kareem Hunt.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Partly sunny skies. Right now, you're clear 76 at Independence. Shade, what's poppin'?
Chris Brown has responded to critics over the lyric in the Nita Stack record that we played yesterday during the Shade. He said that the people who are angry by this are just uglies.
Oh, Christopher, Christopher, Christopher.
He said, quote, only bees upset is the uglies, not the black queens.
He's entitled to his opinion, Shay. Probably not the best way to handle that, but okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's the best way. Cardi B's attempt to trademark "Okr" was denied by the U.S. Patent Office.
For what?
They said, quote, it's a commonplace term, message, or expression widely used by a variety of sources that merely conveys an ordinary, familiar, well-recognized concept or sentiment. This is true. Okay has been used for...
But it ain't okay.
Very, very...
She's not
time.
Saying okay. It's "Okr" or whatever you do.
Oh, don't act like you're the hat.
Excuse me. I don't. All right.
They should let her patent it.
Occur.
You did it before.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Whatever. I ain't do nothing.
Ew. Did you hear about this? Lauryn Hill is going to be performing an after-game concert at the K.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
Think you can get some tickets?
Probably not.
Why not?
Because I don't have it like that with the Royals.
No. Buy tickets with your
you
money.
You work every single day just like I do. All right? You got a job. You got money, too.
It's happening August 17th.
Day before my birthday.
I believe this is the...
We can't go to that.
I didn't say I wanted to go with you. I asked you, could you get me tickets? See, you don't be listening.
No, you can't go either.
Why?
Because that's the day of my barbecue.
That's on a Saturday?
Yes.
But you said your barbecue have to be over by 6.
Yeah, the cheese game come after that.
So then why... Anyway, just get the tickets, sir.
I ain't getting no tickets. They better tell her that this game is 3 hours early so they so she can get there on time. Because y'all know how she like to do, fam. They don't play that at Kauffman, though. They will cancel her.
I saw her at a show in Atlanta, and she was very late. She made it. It was a very strange concert. I had my eyebrows furrowed the whole time.
Your eyebrows what?
Furrowed.
What does that mean?
Wrinkled up.
Because you was just looking at stuff weird, right?
Yeah, it's almost like we were in a practice session. It wasn't like this was a real concert. She was yelling at the band members to speed it up. For some reason, like, she had the music pitched to the point where you couldn't even tell which song she was singing. And the arrangements were totally different and everything. So I looked. But respect was still due because she's a legend. So.
Girl, bye.
No, really.
Nah, she can't do all that. If people pay their good hard-earned money to see her, she need to be on time and things need to be organized. It needs
she
to be a
show. She sounded good, but she just changed everything up. Well, it took me like, what is she singing? And then like maybe a minute in, I was like, oh, that's Doo Wop That Thing. Because it was totally different sounding.
You should be able to know what that is off the top. Alright, for real.
And she was yelling at the band, speed it up! Like, doing all of this.
Oh my God.
I was like, is this a practice?
She better not
session?
Do that at Kauffman. Alright, they'll end her set early.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad though?
Man, I'm mad at the fact that I had to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning just to take my sister to work when I ain't got to be at work till 4 in the afternoon.
Oh,
I'm up for no reason, bro.
You a good big brother right there. Look at you. God gonna bless you.
I ain't even the big brother. That's the sad part. I'm a little brother. I should be the big brother. Might as well be.
This is true.
She got me messed up. She went and told my daddy just so I could take her to work. And we all grown.
Couldn't have been me.
Because you're selfish and you're mean, Brian.
Yeah,
that's why.
I am.
This is a good man
right.
on the phone.
All right, cool. Yeah, but
this is a good man on the phone. Meet a good man.
Excellent.
Say hello,
Brian,
good man.
Get it together, man.
Thank
I ain't
you.
Getting nothing together. Don't
Thank you,
wait,
sir.
Disturb my sleep. All right, if it ain't pre-planned and we didn't discuss this,
hey,
do
I'm
not wake
you,
me
man.
Up.
Are you a newborn baby, Brian?
Why does that matter?
What you mean you need your sleep?
He's
you're a grown
in.
Man,
Obviously,
fam.
Obviously, he's upset. He's calling in. Why you ain't saying nothing to him?
Because he got up and did it. You wouldn't have got up and did it.
I got up and did it. You ain't going to do it.
Exactly.
Oh, man, don't go there. All right, who is this?
This is Deshaun, man.
All right, bro. Have a good day.
Bye.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Let me see if he was really raised in the hood. Do you know what boric acid is?
That's the stuff you throw on the ground for roaches, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little white powder.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the crevices in the corners underneath the sink where it's wet down in there.
Get messy.
So, a study from Purdue University is saying that roaches are now being born with an immunity to the toxins in roach spray.
What?
Yes. They say that they are developing this immunity just one generation off the prior one. So,
oh, Lord!
the sprays that we've been using now are not working.
Oh, no.
On the next generation.
This is bad. This is bad news, y'all.
You know, I'm grateful I don't have any roaches today.
Right.
But there's some people who, you know, may have some visitors.
I've been around them.
Me too. Just the other day, I was at somebody's house.
What?
Yeah, and...
You gonna put them on blast?
Oddly enough... This is what happened.
I'm pregnant.
Oh, what are we gonna have, a boy or a girl?
We're gonna have 7 billion boys and girls in 4 to 8 weeks.
Oh, I've always wanted 7 billion of them.
Many, many minutes later...
Keep breathing.
Oh, Leonard, aren't they beautiful?
We got 3 million boys and 4 million girls.
I don't think they have armor on. What is that?
They don't look like what they did back in my day, I tell you that.
Look at all these damn roaches in here.
Here, honey. Here's the raid.
By the power of Grayskull.
Told y'all, you want some? BM got beat you in. Who else wants some? Who else wants some of the people?
That's how it went, Shay. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know how I pulled my voice note out and recorded it.
Oh Lord, we might need some legal advice for them roaches. We got my man Victor Finkelstein in the building for Stacey Shaw. Good morning.
Today I'm going to be talking about how a small business owner who is injured in a motor vehicle or slip and fall accident can recover for lost income due to their injuries. I'll be back at 7:35.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chairs.
7:22. Look for partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 90s. Right now, you're mostly sunny at 78 already in Belton. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity cancer friends. Former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, is 77. Rapper and radio chick, Moni Love, is 49.
Former bull Queen Latifah.
She just got a job in Atlanta at Kiss 104.
Yeah.
She does afternoons there.
She fine.
Rapper Vince Staples is 26.
Northside Long Beach. Northside Long Beach. Hit the counter, make a dollar 50.
And rapper and girlfriend of Quavo, Saweetie.
She's fine.
26.
Happy birthday, everybody born on July 2nd.
So the latest challenge to hit the net is this cucumber challenge.
Oh, Lord.
Totally disgusted by it. And I'm not nobody's judge. I don't like people trying to tell me what to do. But I just find this to be disrespectful and unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
It's where people are trying to see how far they can fit a cucumber down their throats.
This started from B-King, the rapper B-King from Houston.
So celebs have begun speaking out about it. Sammy says, quote, "I'm a 32-year-old man. Sex, oral sex, sexy pics, etc. I'm with all that, but it should be displayed in exclusivity and between parties in which you can trust with such content, mm-hmm. not all over social media."
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So Masika Kalisha from Growing Up Hip Hop also voiced her dismay. Regine Carter even spoke out about it because her on and off again boyfriend YFN Lucci appeared to be promoting it on his socials over the weekend.
It's very degrading and it's not cute. And also, if you have a daughter, that is not cool. And honestly, the folks that's posting it and stuff like that, like, you gotta understand, if you got kids, your kids going to school, and trust me, them kids is addressing your kids about that, and it's not cool. Trust me, I grew up in this life, and everything that my parents did, my mama, my daddy did, it came back to me, and that's not cute. Anybody that's promoting that and thinking that's cool, I don't want to be nowhere near them, because they're childish, they're dirty, and they're pathetic.
Mmm.
Strong.
Yeah, she was... That was straight across to him. That's what that was for. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this? I ain't with it.
I'm like you. I'm nobody's judge. You know, you do what you want to do. Sometimes, Joe, we have to save people from themselves because this could be a detriment to your life later. Suppose you're going on an interview for a job and they pull up, you know, this video of you going ham on a cucumber. You know, what if you have a potential boyfriend or husband and he gets embarrassed by this video that's floating around? You just got to think about things later down the road. You're not always going to be young and you know, you could have money at stake later. So,
but what are they getting from doing it, though? That part I don't understand.
They just wilding out, Shay.
I can see if you're doing something to get something from it. But you're not getting nothing from doing that. In any way.
Some clicks. That's it. You know, people looking at you.
But it's not even the person. It's the other, like the dudes that's putting it up and stuff. So you're not even getting...
And it'll be some ladies out there that say like, well, you men like it. Okay. You either want to be married or you want to have a one night stand. Which one you would have?
Amber Rose had something to say about it too. It was a little... I didn't quite understand what she was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We all... Right.
We
Everybody's
don't.
On the internet like shaming this girl for like sucking a cucumber. And I feel like a lot of girls are being very insecure because they watch the video and they're just like, oh, I can't do that. But the thing that we have to remember is that if your man is going and cheating on you, you have to understand, baby girl, that don't got to do with you.
Those are very separate issues. That didn't have anything
to do with,
I promise.
She's looking at it from her point of view.
When I'm looking at that, I'm not thinking to myself, oh, I can't do it. That's why I'm mad. No, that's not what I'm thinking at all, sis.
She's not thinking about the young ladies that could be seeing this or somebody's daughter or somebody who's offended by it. She ain't thinking about that. She went on to talk about how she shouldn't be shaming people.
I'm with that part about shaming folks, but come on, fam. Like, these are young girls who are doing it who don't even necessarily know that this could come back to bite you in your behind.
Exactly.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Aww.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
My favorite time of the week, that free legal advice.
And for Stacey Shaw, we got lawyer Vic Finkelstein. Tell us what's good.
And this morning, I'm going to talk about how a small business owner can recover lost income in a personal injury claim. Unlike a regular employee who loses wages due to personal injuries, when a business owner gets injured and loses income, they must be able to prove what income they lost, and there are some special rules. First, there must be medical records reflecting that a doctor took you off work due to your injuries or recommended restrictions that prevent you from working or at least doing some of your work functions. Then, you must provide proof of your normal income, usually by providing copies of your 1099 forms if you're a contractor and/or tax returns, including the Form C if you filed one from the previous 3 years. Also, other documentation of lost opportunities, such as letters or emails regarding canceled dates for engagements or jobs you had scheduled, would be very helpful. This is Vic Finkelstein, attorney with Stacey Shaw Law. Call us with legal questions at 816-359-1877 or visit us online at StaceyShawLaw.com and make sure to tune in to our show, Five Things, on 38 The Spot, Saturdays at noon.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
September 1st, Robin Thicke, Lavelle, more acts to be added. It's the 17th annual White Linen Party.
Brian B. Shining and the Shiners is coming through.
You got a whole group?
I got a doo-wop group. Ooh, na-da-doo, na-doo, ooh. Okay, I'm going
to
stop.
I need you to learn how to two-step so we can do a little turn in front of the crowd. I think the people would like that.
Oh, man.
With a little Robin Thicke come on and we get out there and just start dancing. How you from Kansas City and don't know how to two-step? I'm not from here, and I know how to two-step.
That's a major L on my behalf. My thing is, I play the music. I don't dance to it. You know, that's always my thing. But I have to learn how to do that, though. I do. I be seeing, it just looks so complicated. I don't see a sequence of moves that I could just sit at home and just study. I don't get it. Everybody be doing something different.
I went to first class, and while I was washing dishes, while I was cleaning up, you just practice that same basic until you get it. Then when you get that, you could add more tricks to your arsenal.
And that's another thing. I'm always DJing, so I'm never in a position to
really... Well, when you at home, that's when you practice. You don't practice in
practice
public.
By myself?
Yeah, I practice at home because I don't want to practice in front of people then I be embarrassed.
I don't either. That's another thing. I don't, you know, people be inviting me to the, you know, classes that they be having at the juke and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I don't do well with doing that in public.
You get the basic step down. You practice that junk at home.
But I do have to learn. I do. It's on my agenda. I promise.
That would be hot if we got out there and did, you know, like a little turn. Not long, just a little something.
Right, man. I feel you. Then who gonna play the music, though?
Brian, you can't turn something on and it just play for a couple minutes and then...
But you know how I do, though. You know, I like to do something extra. You got pre-sales?
Inti who? Pre-sale today.
Oh!
Regular tickets going to sell Friday.
I'm going to come out like Zion Williamson for White Linen this year.
That suit he had on was cold game. Man.
You know, I need to reach out to William.
The fashion king.
Yeah, and have him use his services to hook me up with something good.
Tia Mowry opened up about her parenting style, says that she doesn't believe in spanking her kids, even though she got spanked as a little girl. And her twin sister, Tamara, she tapping the booty of her kid.
Either you spank your kids or the government gonna spank your kids. Choose one.
That's not 100%.
I know.
True.
I'm just being funny. I'm just playing. I mean, you know, it depends on the child, I think.
I believe that too. Yeah. Like when I was a little girl, when my mother would give me spankings, I would literally be thinking to myself, why is she hitting me?
Why? Because it wasn't hard enough? Or
no, I just didn't understand
okay.
Why you needed to hit me. Like, can't we just talk about this?
You know,
I'm serious. I would be like, but why are you hitting me?
If anybody knows me and my older brother, you know John is more mild. And I'm more of, I was the wild child. So I kind of needed that in my life. I needed some discipline. But again, it just depends on the kid, because John didn't need whoopings. You just talk to him mean and he'll straighten up. You know what I'm saying? But along with those spankings, like you said, if you do that, I think you also need to talk too. They need to understand that, you know, along with this, you have to know what's going on and why you're in trouble. This is what I think.
I just... Why are you hitting me?
That's kind of an old school form of punishment, you know what I'm saying? And it gets to some kids. It got to me, Shay. It definitely got to me, because I just did not want to face my daddy.
Well, it didn't work because you wound up doing the same thing again.
Doing what? What'd I do?
Whatever you got a beating for, you did it again.
That's
so
not
it
true.
Didn't work.
It did work.
Brian, you gonna lie?
I'm not lying. Shay, I moved to my daddy's house the next semester I was on honor roll.
Okay, so if that means that if you got a beating once, you never did nothing ever again, if that means it works.
I didn't do that particular thing again. Now,
That's not true.
I might have did something else.
It's not true.
I had the dishes washed when she got home. I tell you that. Oh, Lord, if you want to spank your ex... And not in a good way. Hit us up.
Oh. Hey.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheated on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
Man, I got to tell you about my ex. She did some crazy stuff, tried to get me locked up a couple of years ago and all kind of bull crap, try to keep me from my son and everything. But you know, karma turned around and got her right back.
Uh-oh.
She in jail now?
Now, she go to jail, but a whole lot of bad stuff just start happening to her without me even have to do anything to her. I still got to see my son.
Well, that's the thing that matters, that relationship with your son is intact.
But he need his mother, too, though.
We do co-parenting, you know. It's copacetic now. I get him on the weekends and holidays and summers. Like, he's out of summer school, so I'm picking him up right today.
That's what's up. Well, I'm glad things worked out for the good. You know, sometimes the road be rocky, Brian. Mm-hmm. And then the Lord will make it smooth for those who continue to have faith according to his riches in Christ Jesus.
Keep preaching. Come on, hit us with it. Get your all out.
Put your hands on your radios right now as I continue to bless every relationship in Kansas City right now. Even if he's a bow-legged F-boy and you can't stand him, I ask that the Lord will deliver a blessing upon your relationship. Even if she is bald as an eagle and annoying as a rash on your ass, we ask that the Lord will repair that relationship right now so that the children will be raised as they should. Amen.
Amen.
Please feel free to cash at me your tithes and offering to pay Shay Moore.
Benevolent fund.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel a master breakthrough. I feel a breakthrough coming.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
822, look for highs in the lower 90s today. Partly sunny skies, mostly sunny, and we're already at 81 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
A new star is on the rise in tennis right now. Her name is Corey Goff. She's 15 years old.
Wow.
She defeated the 6-time Wimbledon champion Venus Williams in the first round.
Congratulations.
The Atlanta native is also the youngest woman to win in the first round of ladies singles Wimbledon since 1991.
So she was born in 2004.
Look at you. You could do simple math real fast.
I sure can. That's the new math. You know, you carry the one and, you know, do all the other stuff. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Venus 39, though, so this little 15-year-old baby legs is a little bit faster at this point.
Mm-hmm. Venus done had a very good career, so.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
She and her sister have been just dominant figures in tennis since they stepped on the court.
Yeah.
All right, Kansas City. Lauryn Hill is coming to the K on August 17th for a free post-game concert. Will you be there, Brian?
Nope. Nothing against Lauryn Hill. That's just that's the B-Shining weekend. You know what I'm saying? That's my B-Day weekend.
I know, but that could be part of the festivities.
No, that's the same time as the Chiefs. Ain't no way in hell.
Are the Chiefs playing here?
No, it's at Pittsburgh, I believe.
Okay.
I'm not missing the Chiefs for nothing.
It's a preseason game, though.
I don't care. I have to evaluate the players. I got a scout. Okay, I'm not doing that.
Period.
So how Lauryn much Hill, do they give
first,
you for this?
It don't matter. They give me joy in my heart. And Lauryn Hill ain't even going to be there on time. So
don't
they
you
better,
say that. Yes, she is.
When she be on time or something?
Julie Jones told me that she had a concert and she was only 15 minutes late recently.
Ow.
Yeah, okay.
She's getting better.
All right. They better tell her the game starts at 2 o'clock. Even though the game started at 6. Yeah, so she can show up on
late.
Time.
You leave Laura alone. She's been through a lot. You know how many kids she's had? She qualifies for PTSD.
That's what
check.
She get for breaking up a Wyclef.
Excuse me?
Oh, ho, brother. Ho, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
That's cool.
You really went to Wyclef right now.
Lauryn Hill.
You look good. You look good.
I can't.
My God, she's something special.
She
I'm just going to leave it at that. She is sensational.
She's very talented. Something just happened and she with a ride. Love a do that. That's why I don't love nobody all the way.
So you ain't going to be wearing koofies and,
no.
and candy braces
no more.
You're
going to have me out here wilding out in the streets over you. That's why I'm happy with mediocre. Give me nice, medium love.
You showing up to the morning grind at 8 o'clock?
Exactly. You know? So I'm ready to start the show. I'm showing up on people's job outside.
No, we can't do that.
No. Give me a nice, sensible medium love. I don't need no love that people writing poetry about and all this other stuff because it make you act stupid.
Yeah.
I need my right mind at all times.
I'll run from you right now how good you look.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.